So this is the Huntsville Comedy Corner. Did we decide to call it that? Huntsville Comedy Corner?
I don't
Corner?
Remember if we decided to call it.
It doesn't, because it's not real unless it has a name, you know.
Yeah, it's the Huntsville Comedy Couch Corner.
Couch Corner. The Couch Corner?
The Couch Corner Corral.
That's awkward.
All right. These
more C's. Well, no, all of them are all of them are spelt with K's except for one, so that for obvious reasons.
Because we love alliteration in the scene.
We love alliteration, but also diversity.
Also diversity.
We don't want it. So it's CKK. Something like that.
Yeah, because we don't. Right. Okay.
You don't want to fuck up and go the other way.
Yeah. So my name is Joel Elliott, and this is Nicholas Perez.
Hey, I'm Nicholas Perez.
you are aware of that. Right?
I'm aware.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we do comedy in town, and we're here to tell you about the events that are coming up.
Yeah, there's lots of events.
Because we haven't seen you at the shows, and we know that it can't possibly be that you hate us. It must be that you don't know when the shows are.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit of both.
It might be a little bit of both, but we thought we'd tell you when the shows are.
I'm just so misinformed or uninformed, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
So hit me.
Actually, we haven't seen you around a lot lately, but
no.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, Epic Comedy Hour is happening Friday, July 24th. This is going to be the 4th anniversary of Epic Comedy Hour. Are you excited for that?
Yeah. Which one's that one?
Epic Comedy Hour.
It's just okay. So it's like an hour comedy, and it's really good.
It's at the Flying Monkey.
The Flying Monkey. I love the Flying Monkey.
You've heard of Epic Comedy Hour. It's
the Flying Monkey,
Low Mill. Yes. Great, they have it at Low Mill. It's going to be July 24th at 8 p.m. for $8.
$8?
You're familiar with Epic Comedy Hour.
Which...
You were on the show. It was like last November. Show. You've been to Epic Comedy
Hour. Yeah, Epic Comedy Hour.
You were on the stage. You told jokes to the people.
Yeah.
Okay, it's hosted by Justin... this one's going to be special. This is the 4th anniversary.
Oh, 4th anniversary.
They're having Dungeon.
They're doing Dungeons?
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, on stage.
On stage.
For the people.
Okay.
Comedy role-playing.
Is it going to be like... is it going to... Like, so that everybody gets a dice? A die?
I'm not sure if they all get a
everybody
dice.
Everybody gets a die?
That might be a choking hazard. I'm not... I don't know, but
you're going to have a... You're afraid that people are going to... choke on the dice.
The comedians especially, I think one person's gonna, Remy is gonna be the dungeon master. I think he'll be in control of the die.
Okay.
The dice.
It's like a set.
The dices.
There's like one that's one size. Okay.
Can you help me with the pronunciation of his last name there? It's Remy Truyer? Is it Truyer?
That looks like, I can't tell.
I don't know.
From your handwriting, it looks like Trevor, but I'm pretty sure that's a year.
Yeah, no, my handwriting is a year.
Which would be like a Truyer.
Remy Trow. Your dungeon master, Remy Trow.
Or Remy Trow.
Remy Trow will lead Justin Ledlow, Scott Eason, Tim Hilarious Kelly, Brian Emond, Paul Galhois? Galois?
That would be Paul Gallier.
Paul. He's going to be there, and he's very funny.
Mm-hmm, very funny
and
guy.
He'll never book me on any shows, because I don't know.
What's up with all the French names?
I don't know.
It's a Cajun Takeover. Cajun Dungeons and Dragons.
It's Dungeons and Dragons Cajun style.
Dungeons and Dragons
Cajun Tolly style. Jones also going to be there, and John Michael Bond, and
Dungeons and Gumbo. Gumbo and Dragons.
Gumbo and Dragons at Epic Comedy Hour. That's Friday, July 24th. It's the 4th anniversary of Epic. It's going to be huge.
All right. I'll be there.
8 p.m., $8. You should be there.
8 p.m., $8. I just didn't know. I just had no idea.
Okay. Also, the next day, Saturday, July 25th.
July 25th.
At Prototype Multimedia Studios. That's like...
it's at Low Mill.
Yeah, it's at Low Mill. Is it the Low Mill Arts?
I love those guys.
They're great guys.
Great guys.
They're doing something called Hullabaloo.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that?
Now, see, I know you're in the troupe, I think. Aren't you a part of Hullabaloo? Or are you should have heard of this by...
Is that the thing with the big the big Facebook group message?
There was a Facebook group message.
rings.
Didn't read it all.
It rings like 3 times an hour. And at this point, I'm so far behind on the feed that I don't think I can catch up. So I can't start it now. Right, it's like Game of Thrones, man. Yeah, I'm so far behind.
did you hear about what happened to John But no.
Jon Snow?
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow? Oh, shut
not,
the fuck up.
Let's not talk about it. All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So no, Hullabaloo. Hullabaloo is happening. It's July 25th. And you were supposed to be in it, but you haven't been reading the feed. But it's sketch comedy. Sounds, it's going to be a...
Sounds fun.
It's going to be a comedy. It's going to be a, an experience. I don't know what we put on the poster, but it's sketch comedy.
It's sketch comedy.
It's sketch comedy. It's going to be local sketch comedy as well as national sketch comedy. Like, you know, friends of the troupe that are going to send videos.
Cool.
And we'll watch those and we'll have fun and we'll laugh.
Yeah. Like, they'll play them. They'll play, like... Other people's sketches.
Other people's sketches. Some of our sketches.
Our sketches.
There'll be some live sketches.
There'll be a little mix and
there's
match.
There's some audience participation.
It'll be a mix-em-up.
It's going to be a mix-em-up. It's going to be a grand
old... It's going to be a good old mix-em-up.
Mix-em-up called Hullabaloo. It's
called
gonna be
Hullabaloo.
July 25th. And,
I feel like Hullabaloo is just a fun, fancy way of saying mix-em-up.
It might be a fun mix-em-up. Yeah, it's just a little mix-em-up.
It's a mix-em-up.
It's going to be delightful. But I guess Facebook that. There's a Facebook event on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got a Facebook thing for it. But I feel like I'm caught up now. There's sketches from other people.
Sketch comedy. It's a mix. It's a melange of sketch comedy, local and national. And there's some live stuff. It's going to be exciting.
Am I in any of it?
You didn't show up to any of the filming, so not this time, I don't think. Maybe you're in the live sketch. We got to rehearse that this week.
Well, I'll be there.
We'll see if you're there. Wait. But, yeah.
You
got
to let me know. Yeah. I'm just so uninformed.
Yeah. So it's prototype multi. So go to Low Mill July 25th, 8 p.m., Saturday nights, $10 sketch comedy show. It's going to be exciting.
$10?
Yeah.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
Same venue, August 1st, there's a thing.
Prototype?
At Prototype Multimedia Studios. This is going to be a part of the Clockwork Comedy Show, I believe, but it's a special themed show. Everything's a special themed show this month.
Yeah.
Everything. And
At what point does it become special to not be special?
Right, that's the thing.
Like,
yeah.
There's a tipping point where if you have, like...
We're going to have a show where it's just comedy.
You have eight special shows, and then you have, like, one that's a normal show, and it's like, here's the normal show, but it's special because we haven't had one in a while.
It's the special normal show.
Special normal special show.
Because it's been a big thing every year. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, no, this is Song Missing. Chris Ledford is doing that.
That's cool.
He does that outside. He's bringing it to Huntsville now. Concept is that there's a house band, and it's all themed over one particular artist.
Okay.
And, you know, so you hear a song, and then they do a bit about the song, and the song, and a bit about the song. Lots of good comedians. The lineup is to be determined.
Yeah, that's fun. That's kind of like a mix-em-up, too. But it's like song and... Yeah. Comedy.
It's a mix-em-up. It's a mix-em-up.
Yeah, but it's not a Hullabaloo.
Not a Hullabaloo. No, that's July 25th.
July 25th, Hullabaloo.
But yes, August 1st, Song Missing with Chris Ledford, Clockwork Comedy. You can look that up on the Facebook.
Yeah, the one about clocks.
It's the one, Clockwork
Comedy. Clockwork Comedy.
Facebook that. And Song and Hullabaloo, Missing, Facebook that. That's two L's, then one L.
It's two L's, then one O.
If you're trying to spell
it's it. Three L's all day.
You know, because you probably don't type Hullabaloo very much.
Yeah.
And... Like, I think there's an indie movie, but...
Do they spell it different in
But
the
it's not
movie?
Popular enough that you know about that and confuse it with us.
Is it Hellabaloo?
I think.
Hellabaloo?
It's a...
Hell of a balloon. That's a hell of a balloon.
That should be the October show, Hellabaloo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
We'll run that past the committee, but... Hullabaloo, yeah, it's two L's and then one L, like H-U-L-L.
Yeah.
B-A-L-L-O.
Yeah. But I'm saying more like a guy sees like a really cool hot air balloon. He's like, that's a hell of a balloon.
Have you been to the Albuquerque Balloon Festival? It's
no,
lovely.
They always have one whenever Point Mallard opens in Decatur. Huh. They have like a giant, there's all these hot air balloons over Point Mallard, which is like one of the reasons to go to Decatur, I guess.
That and barbecue.
If you want to visit the Meow Mix Factory. Meow Mix Factory is in Decatur headquarters, I think.
Do they have a little display where they play the little song?
I don't think so. I think it's mainly where they just make cat food. I don't even know if they have tours. Honestly, it's just where they make a lot
That's
of cat
just
food.
The factory. All right. So like, we might get in trouble if we show up at the factory. We're like, hey,
yeah,
we want to see
like we want a tour. The Willy Wonka. It's like it's not like that. It's just cat food, bro.
That's so good. The Utz factory, they've got one of those.
It's like Willy Wonka.
Like you can just walk in.
It's in what, Pennsylvania?
It's an unguided Willy Wonka tour, but there's a little it's in Pennsylvania, Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
You walk in, and there's little buttons, and like you can look and see the people making the chips, but there's these little buttons where you can press them, and it'll be like Utz chips, and we're great. And, you know,
is there a button that's like neat. make them chips barbecue, and you hit a button,
right?
And
you
like,
watch
barbecue.
The workers like, oh okay, pouring powder.
You hit a button that lights a light. lets the workers know to keep doing their jobs. Are you really doing anything at that point?
Like, maybe that's really, like, we hear the pleasant message on our side, but on the other side, there's a light that just says, work harder, you're being watched. I don't know, but yeah.
If they're not making the chips barbecue fast enough, hit this button to shock them.
Electrocute the workers. The barbecue flavor all over them.
Oh, man. Wouldn't that be beautiful if that's how it happened? Like, it's just a bunch of rows of chips, and there's a little plane that goes over them and drops the barbecue flavor.
And they're salting them by drone now.
Yeah.
We're living in the future. Living in the future.
Another American job taken.
ticker jabs.
So August 1st.
All right. Yeah. So this has been great. You've wasted another 15 minutes of your life on the Huntsville Comedy Corner.
Yeah, the Comedy Couch.
We thank you for doing that. That was good.
The Corner Couch.
We need new comedians and
oh yeah, hey, if you're
We suddenly realized recently that not a lot of us are very funny.
No.
And so if you would like to start doing stand-up comedy, you should come out to open mics.
If you want another thing to put on your Facebook as a place you work.
Yeah.
Why not say as comedian?
Well, yeah.
It's a thing people love to do.
Yeah. And it seems that the standard is after about 6 open mics that you've shown up to, you can just go ahead and claim that.
Yeah. Change your name to comedian Nick Perez.
Right. That's kind of how it works. You show up and then you are it. So do that. Show up sometime.
And then everybody has to respect you like you are it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's required. So come out. You don't even need to be funny, but try comedy.
Try to be funny.
Yeah. Well, try to be funny. Definitely. Yeah. Try being good. That's probably the first bit of advice. Come out and Monday nights at Maggie Myers. When we're not doing a feature show, we have an open mic. So, you know, just Maggie, look up the TGIM.
Tuesday nights is a good one at Lone Goose.
Tuesday nights at Lone Goose.
I get to go to that one.
That one's kind of late, 10 o'clock.
Well, yeah, they do trivia first. Tim Kelly does trivia first.
Yes, there's trivia there.
Trivia wraps up around 10.
And then open mic
goes
at 10.
To open mic, and you get paid a beer if you do a set.
You get a beer if you do a set. That's
beer,
a reason
I don't
to come
think
out
it's technically
try.
Legal in Alabama, the ABC, but whatever, you know. ABC, listen to this podcast.
Right? I mean, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then Wednesday
is the Cop Top, of course. 8 o'clock
tried and true.
Every week. Yeah.
If you want to feel bad about yourself, that's the place to go.
Yeah.
Cop or Top.
They're there for drinking, not for comedy, but they're there. So you can do comedy for them, and if you win them over, then you achieved something.
And then Thursday we got, what is that one?
Thursday.
It's a... Hoopers.
Hoopers is typically on Tuesdays.
I thought there was a special one.
Is it moved to Thursdays?
I thought
it was moving to Thursdays. Okay, then Hoopers is on Thursdays. Go to Hoopers.
Hoopers, it's by the pony.
Yeah, it's by the pony.
You know, you guys know where that
you
is.
You know where that is.
You dirty dogs.
Come to Hoopers Thursday. That's 8 o'clock. That starts as a feature show, and then it's an open mic afterwards.
And I think they have all-you-can-eat catfish.
There's
all-you-can-eat
catfish up to 8 p.m. And how come that? I love the all-you-can-eat. I'm down with catfish.
Yeah.
This is as much catfish as you can eat before you get until you get sick. Then I'm down. You know,
that's what it is.
This is what it is. You just eat all of it.
And I think they've got a $3 spaghetti plate, which is any place I feel like I did have that there once,
and it was delightful.
You should have a thing. I don't know. I guess I don't know how to. I've never ran a business. I'm not gonna tell Hoopers how to do it.
Hey, I went for it, and it was delicious.
$3 spaghetti plate. Joel says it's great.
Yeah. Okay. So, open mic schedule is Monday at Maggie's at 8. Tuesday at Longus at 10, Wednesday Copper Top
8,
and Hoopers Thursday at 8.
Probably like 8:30.
You got 4 days a week. Come out and try comedy. And
yeah, man.
Yeah, because we would like some more funny people around, and that's you.
Yeah, right on, Crouton.
That's you. You're very funny.
Everyone, that's like 2 weeks and officially comedian.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, you could do it.
Oh yeah, yeah, you can pull it off in 2 weeks. It's not that it'll mean anything to your life.
No.
But
no, yeah. I mean, you'll. It's great to have a false sense of validation about anything.
It absolutely is. Yeah. Validation's great, false or no. So.
Yeah.
Come out and get some, people. Yeah. And HuntsvilleComedy.com, right? HSVComedy.com.
HSVComedy.com. Follow me on Twitter at Nuggles.
It's not very updated. It's not very updated, HSVComedy.com, so you're going to miss all the events, you know? Like, Facebook us at the Epic Comedy Hour, the Hullabaloo.
Christmas.
The Clockwork Comedy. And then Chris Smith will get to update all those other things.
Calling you out, Chris Smith. Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Update the events.
Across the bow. This has been fun, guys.
Yeah, good stuff.
Good talk.
All right. Good. Cool. And break.